Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny morning across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are comfortable as we start the day. Let's look at what's making headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon are using improvised methods to counter Hezbollah's explosive drones. Also, JNS breaking news reveals the identity of Jessica Bachar, an IDF soldier recently extracted from Turkey in a covert operation. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom reports that President Trump is set to receive a briefing on potential military strikes in Iran, with options including a short and powerful scenario. Separately, Axios notes that Trump has advised Netanyahu against widespread strikes in Lebanon, emphasizing precision to avoid negative optics. And finally, Forward reports an attack on a nun in Jerusalem's Old City has led to public outcry as tensions rise with the Christian community. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Economist, a prominent international publication, shared just minutes ago that despite current polling against Netanyahu's coalition, he holds a significant advantage. Meanwhile, security analyst Dan Bermawi reflected on historical motivations for jihadists, citing promises made in ancient religious texts. From Times of Israel, we learn that religious Zionist rabbis have voiced concerns over women serving in the IDF Armored Corps, urging students to avoid such roles. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that IDF soldiers are deploying unconventional tactics to address threats from Hezbollah's explosive drones. This includes using nets and moving under cover of darkness. The situation highlights the ongoing tension between Israel and Lebanon, with civilian safety a growing concern. Turning to the story of Jessica Bachar, JNS reveals that the IDF soldier was discreetly brought back from Turkey following her arrest. This covert operation involved intricate planning and reflects the fragile diplomatic ties between Israel and Turkey. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom discusses the upcoming briefing for President Trump on potential strikes in Iran. The commander of Central Command will outline military options, including a swift and decisive approach. This briefing comes amid heightened regional tensions with potential impacts on global security dynamics. In a related development, Axios reports Trump's advice to Netanyahu. He recommends precise strikes to maintain international support and avoid civilian casualties. This conversation underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its military operations. And finally, Forward highlights the arrest of a man accused of attacking a nun in Jerusalem. The incident has intensified already strained relations between Jewish and Christian communities in the city. Authorities are now under pressure to address these tensions and ensure safety for all residents. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Elbit Systems is expanding its European presence with a new drone facility in Romania. This move strengthens ties with local industries and boosts regional capabilities. Separately, CTEC details how Quantum Art has extended its Series A funding to $140 million. The Israeli startup is racing to advance quantum computing technology, bringing commercial-scale deployment closer. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that Ashdod Port will invest in an AI startup to enhance cargo monitoring. This investment follows a successful feasibility study and aims to improve operational efficiency at the port. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.